You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds for this one, Callum Wilson to score in a Bournemouth win is 5-2, and Solomon Rondon to score in a West Brom win is price of 6-1. This is 14th versus 15th. It's no win in 5 for West Brom, 1 win in 5 for Bournemouth. That came against Aston Villa. Doesn't look the most appealing of fixtures on paper, Derek.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, it's who wants it least, isn't it, this fixture? But the odds are skewed, aren't they? 100-30, West Brom to win at Bournemouth. You know, my motto in games like this, when there's nothing at stake at the end of the season, always side with the home team because at least they've got the fans to rouse them. But not when the home team's Bournemouth are odds on. I think that's a criminal price, I really do. And 10-3 West Brom, you know, under Pulis, they're just one of those horrible teams, aren't they? And he can just get a win when you least expect it and then throw in a howler of a performance the following week. You never know what to expect. But I don't mind that when I'm getting 10-3 for the team. It's when I'm backing them at like 6-5, 10-11, I don't want that. I want something I can trust. 10-3. I think if you ask 100 punters here, what's the value here? 99 of them would say West Brom. I'm in that 99. I'm going to go for West Brom here at 10-3.
That's a surprise that you're with the majority instead of the minority, Derek.
In fact, yeah, you're right. I'm going for Bournemouth.
I agree with Derek.
Yeah.
130 is a big price here on West Brom. I know that they have been pretty poor away from home. They've won just one of their last 13 Premier League games on the road. But Bournemouth have hardly been pulling any trees recently. And you know that match last week against Everton, Derek, they went off favourites in that match after the team news Bournemouth and still got beaten by Everton. We've talked about the failings of Everton this season. I think both teams will score in this game. I think that's a really good bet. And I like West Brom to win and both teams to score 11-2. But Bournemouth are just so open defensively that I think West Brom will be able to get at them here. Bournemouth have lost 5 in their last 6. That win in that run came at Villa Park, and the odds on Bournemouth.
That's a shocker. That's one of the worst prices of the season, that it really is.
Yeah. It's just two teams that have just tailed off in terms of form the back half of the season. And the only performance that West Brom have put in was to scupper Spurs' title bid when they drew 1-1 and irreparably damaged Spurs' title hopes, really. I'd chance West Brom here because of the price, basically 130. I do think both teams score 8-11, both teams to score in this game, which I think is a good bet. And if you're looking for something even more adventurous, West Brom to win and both teams to score 11-2 is something that I like here as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.